The full-length album was released this spring. Is there a theme to the songs on the record?
Yeah, I think you could say that we called the album Landscapes, which is our title track. I think that the album is really built around that whole experience that I had traveling across the country and living in the Yukon and just sort of taking a step back from music, and I just wasn't able to get away from it. It always found me in the end, and these were the songs that sort of came from that experience I was going through. So it's pretty symbolic for me personally, and I'm very, you know, happy to have these songs recorded and on a record. Some of them were written in Vancouver, some in the Yukon, like others in Ottawa and Toronto. So it's really kind of unique that way.
The album was recorded at Metalworks Studio, as you mentioned. What was it like working with them?
Metalworks is fantastic. It's just so nice, and obviously been around a long time, and lots of incredible artists have recorded there, lots of great producers, and it was nerve-wracking at first. We worked with a guy named Kevin Dietz, and you know, he's incredible. He did such a great job, and like, moreover, was just a really incredible person to be around. Such a talented guy, and just a great person, and really got the most out of us. We originally were given 2 days to record, and we said, well, that's not enough, and we found a way to turn those 2 days into 8 days, and we recorded the record there. We actually recorded 3 of the songs on Landscapes in Banff as well, at the Center of Arts and Creativity, and we ended up putting some finishing touches in Vancouver on a few of those tracks. And then Metalworks is an intimidating place, but it was like our home for a while, and I actually, just talking about it right now makes me miss it.
When do you personally feel most in your element? When you're producing, recording, writing, or performing live?
Such a good question. Very good question. They're all so different. They all feel different. When I stepped away from performing, just getting back into that groove was really challenging. But I feel now I'm very natural up there again. And I love being on stage. I love playing live. I love connecting to an audience. I enjoy writing as well. And writing takes time, and writing takes focus. And I really have to understand that when I'm about to write a song, that it's going to take a lot out of me. And I know that going into it. Recording is a special process, because you're really sharing that with your bandmates and with the producer, and it's pretty special. It's a good question. I think I love playing music. I'll say playing music live for now to answer it, but they're all like the truest form of myself, and I feel most at home and identify with who I am as a person when music's involved.
You've been doing quite a bit of touring, going across the country. And of course, you also performed at the National Arts Center in Ottawa on Canada Day weekend and at CBC Music Festival at Echo Beach in Toronto. Is there one show in particular that stands out in your mind as a really memorable one?
Well, we've had a lot of memorable shows, some memorable for different reasons, because there's just more people than you can ever imagine, and some because there's hardly any. So I'd have to say, yeah, you know, obviously Canada Day was wild. Playing the NAC was incredible. And, you know, we did a song with Royal Wood. So I that's up there. And I loved playing the Black Sheep Inn as well in Wakefield. Just spending so much time playing music in Ottawa and seeing so many familiar faces and selling out that room and playing at such a lovely in such a lovely town. Like that was memorable too. I'd have to go with those two for now. That might change tomorrow, though. Who knows?
What is on the horizon for you tomorrow and over the next few months? Are you working on any new music? Got any upcoming shows?
So we're exploring new music right now. There's, we have a whiteboard in our jam space, and it's just, there's got to be over 20, 25 songs written on there, all brand new, ready to go. So we're in the rehearsal room, and we're just chipping away, excited about this new sound and what we're looking to create on our next record. We're going to focus a lot of time on that. We have a show coming up through Music BC at the Fox Cabaret November 15th, which is a Let's Hear It BC Showcase, Industry Showcase, which we're really, really excited about. So that's kind of our next big one. And I think we're just going to wrap up the year, get back to writing, and just get excited about the next batch of songs.
Awesome. Do you have a website where we can keep track of those tour dates and new music?
Absolutely. You can just go to thelongwarband.com. Check it out. They're all up there.
I'd like to take us out with your song, Ocean Below. What can you tell me about that one?
Ocean Below is a song I wrote in Vancouver. I was, which is obvious, I think. I was spending some time with my family they live on the Sunshine Coast. It's a really, really beautiful place. It's really quiet, and you just feel really at peace and at one with the ocean and with the landscape and with that environment. You know, cities can be so loud sometimes. And Ocean Below sort of came from the concept of wanting to freeze a memory and a moment in time, and what that means and what that would be like. I think I was just, that time and that place is really pulling at my heartstrings, and that song came from it.
It's a beautiful song. Jarrett, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thank you, May, for having me.